How about a heads up next time? Listen, 602-805-0101. A heads up. I was at the airport going to this Raffy birthday party in Vegas. Met some guy in TSA line who happens to be going to the same party. He's like, we're on the same flight. Let's grab a drink at the bar. He gets the first round. I get the second round. When I close out, I realize his bourbon was like $50 a shot. I'm like, a heads up. Like, man, bro, I'm not built like that. These Raffy friends, they got money, money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm one of his broke friends, so I know I'm a good friend. I know Raffy likes me because I'm not as rich as all them, but we're just having some fun with the conversation. Very nice guy. We exchanged numbers, and we're definitely going to hang out at some point. Just a little heads up that, you know, your tastes are a little bit more expensive than mine.
Might as well just bought a bottle at that point.
Right?
Like you're going to the club.
Yeah.
For real. Should have got, you know, that would elevate the airport bar bottle service.
Oh my gosh. Imagine.
Oh, well, why can't we delete this out? That's such a great idea. Put a pin in that, by the way.
If we opened up our own bar at Sky Harbor and did bottle service.
Oh, people would be in there.
Right?
Bottles before boarding? All right. No. All right.
Oh, we got to do that. $1 million idea. Trademark it. Yes. All right. Yep. So do you guys have anything like a heads up?
Yeah, I definitely do. My old boss in Boston, he was just getting married and I had just moved there and he was very kind. I've known him for a long time. And he goes, hey, would you want to go on my bachelor party like trip?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, of course. Like I'm super down. I'm thinking we are going somewhere domestically. He goes, okay, I'm just in the final stages of like kind of planning it, blah, blah, blah. I'll let you know. I'm like, yeah, no doubt. So I'm prepping to see, you know, when I'm going to have to buy these flights for somewhere domestic. A month later, he goes, all right, we're all set. We're going to Iceland. I was like, Iceland?
Wow.
I was like, okay. And he goes, and we're going to do this, and then we're going to hit this festival, and then we're going to go to this really popular hot spring spot. And I forget what it's called, but it's, you know, pretty world renowned. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, how much is this going to be? He's like, probably like anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500. I was like, you think I have that money? You negotiated my contract. There's just no way that I have this kind of... I was like, hey, a heads up that we're going international would have been fine. And I feel like this is super common for bachelorette trips and bachelor trips. You're like, I really want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You feel honored. And then they drop a ball. By the way, we're going across the country. In my case, across the world.
Yeah, that's how I know you're a guy because you don't ask follow-up questions. Immediately, be like, where are we going? Immediately. So for you to be like, yeah, I'm down. Yeah. And then a month later, you find out where you're going.
You're
yeah.
right, Sienna. I would have asked, where are we going?
It just wasn't crossing my mind at the time because I was so honored that he would ask me because it was a select few. He goes, I'm only going to invite probably 4 or 5 other people. And I was like, oh, awesome,
yeah,
dude.
Because they're the only ones who could afford it.
Yeah, I'm in the clique.
I feel way better about my $50 shot I bought for this guy than $1,500.
Oh, man, I was out. I mean, granted, it was worth it, but I was in the red for like a year.
Sure.
So a heads up that we were going across the sea would have been very nice.
How about a heads up this time? Let's tap in with Brian in Peoria. Brian, what you got?
So I've been single for a while, and my friends that are coupled are all like, oh, you know, I always have someone you should meet. And so, you know, I'm game for like meeting anyone. But recently, a buddy of mine set me up on a blind date, and she was cute, she was fun, and but like throughout the date, she kept going like, what? And at first, I'm like, she's just like not engaged. She just doesn't care. Am I boring? She doesn't like me. And then like, she checked out. Like, and I'm like, am I mumbling?
Yeah.
I had to repeat it like 3 or 4 times. And then I don't know if she heard me or not. She would just give up. But like later in the day, she's like, I'm deaf in my right ear. I told my buddy later, like, would have been nice to know. I went to pay for a loud restaurant.
Oh, she was hard of hearing.
She was hard of hearing. Like hard of hearing? Like, what do you mean, just hard of hearing? Like, a hearing aid? Or is she going deaf? Or
no, maybe she needs a hearing aid. I mean, you know.
Okay, relax.
No, I wouldn't have taken her out to a loud restaurant. I would have been more sensitive to it. Like, maybe, you know, let a guy know, man.
Yeah, that's something you let
like
someone
now,
know.
I mean, now it's not like an but I don't yeah, think
you
I
do.
Am.
You really do.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, if someone set me up on a blind date, if you know that, a little heads up, like, hey, she's hard of hearing, so make sure. Yeah.
You don't go to a loud restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You're aware of that. You know, if she says what a lot, you know, make sure you're talking clearly. I don't know. It's personal information, but...
Yeah, I dated a girl like that. Yeah, I dated a girl like that where she had to look at your lips when you talk because she was hard of hearing and stuff like that. And I didn't know that before the fact. Wouldn't have changed it. But knowing that, you're a little considerate. Like you would take her to a quieter restaurant so she can hear you or at least to know.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Was there a second date or were you done after that?
No, I guess. No. Yeah, we were done after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe go on a real blind date. Go out with a blind girl.
Okay,
I mean,
Joey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
That one will be a little more obvious, yeah.
Yeah. Get to hold her hand real quick.
That's enough out of you,
what?
For
seriously,
real.
Seriously, you being a gentleman that we're walking this way.
I hear
wow,
you.
Wow, you would let her walk into traffic? Wow,
no,
JD.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
Joey's on one today.
Yeah. What? What am I saying?
So what am I saying wrong?
Factual information.
Hi, Brian. We wish you well in your future dating life.
Hopefully it goes well
yeah.
for you.
All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take some more of your calls. How about a heads up next time? 602-805-0101.